Hey, Dr. Doug, great to speak to you. I also have a special guest in the house tonight. I've got the DG, who is the NEAC policy chairman. So I'm going to pass it to him for a quick update.
Then great. Good. Mr. Manderson, good evening, my friend. Yes. How are you? Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming on the air with us. Now, we just heard an announcement not too long ago about your department actually encouraging people to stay off the roads. Can you speak on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. We think everyone should now be heading indoors. Weather is going to continue to deteriorate over the next many hours, so people should be home, snug in their bed, prepared, and keeping watch, keeping in tune to official channels like your good radio station and organization, and making sure that they are prepared and they stay informed.
Now, we have been hearing a variety of different things. For a while there this afternoon, we had heard that this thing had lost a little bit of its steam and a little bit of its power. And we've also heard as the storm was making its way kind of more in a westerly manner and then kind of changed a little bit on this. What are you hearing right now with your government sources as far as the latest and what we can expect for the overnight hours?
Well, the good news is we have our top weatherman right here with us, so I'll get him to speak to that.
Okay.
But what has been very clear is that this storm is unpredictable. We are monitoring very closely. The public should take this storm very seriously. It has not been behaving as we would normally expect a weather system to behave, and it's unpredictable, and there is it seems like there's a 100% chance that it's going to strengthen and strengthen very quickly. So we need to pay attention and make sure that we are prepared.
Mr. Manderson, I know you were here with Ivan, and it feels like we have grown light years since then. I mean, the advent of the Doppler radar, hazard management, and the different infrastructure that's set up on this island, it definitely feels like we are worlds different than Ivan. What would you have to say about our preparedness here in the Cayman Island, sir?
Oh, we have grown leaps and bounds since Ivan. In Ivan, we had a hurricane committee that was a few volunteers. There was no such thing as hazard management, Cayman Island. There was no Doppler radar. It was a few volunteers getting together, making sure that the island was prepared. What we have done, it's set up hazard management, Cayman Islands, but also not just focused on preparedness, but also focused on the aftermath. How are we going to get out and rescue persons, clean up the roads, repair our infrastructure, get the country back up and running? We've spent a lot of time planning that. We've gone through scenarios. We've had tabletop exercises. So we have a battle-hardened team that is knows exactly what they're doing, and everyone is standing by now to react after the storm has passed.
Sir, what could you say about our regiment that did such a great job, basically, and kind of almost a practice run with grace last year, and are now even stronger in number, and now a little bit more talented since they're like battle-tested almost? What would you have to say about our regiment?
Nothing but good things. They are a professional group. They are committed. They are focused, and they have provided a much needed, extra pair of hands to all of us. The police, the fire, all of us has been stretched, and having them come aboard has been a real game changer for us.
Also, sir, have you had any conversation with the governor and also the UK's response? It feels like that's another thing, too, that we've kind of benefited from is the UK's support of the overseas territories and us in Cayman.
Absolutely. So, yes, I speak with the governor almost on a regular basis, keeping him up to date. But, yes, he has worked exceptionally hard to ensure that the UK knows what's happening in Cayman. We have an advanced team here from the UK that is working with us from the Defense Department, and we have a UK ship that is following the storm and should be here should we need them.